It is time now for our Southwestern Chiropractic Highlight Show and our plays of the game brought to you by Best Price Boxes and, of course, Allstate agent in Wiley, Tommy Brizendine. So let's get you started with the highlight show. And, of course, Southwestern Chiropractic is certified in the decompression for disc herniations and other low back ailments. They accept almost all insurance, and they're conveniently located just west of the stadium here at Pirate Stadium on 544 in the Wiley West Office Park. They keep a lot of Pirate athletes in fine-tuned shape for their games and meets and matches, and they're a proud supporter of Pirate Athletics. Well, the Pirates got the ball to begin with and put together a seven-play, 74-yard drive that took 2:28 off the clock, and at the 9:32 mark of the first quarter, got their first score of the evening. Colby Harper had a 30-yard catch from Jared Monk in this drive, but it was this run by Nick Knott that put him on the board. Here is the first down play. Give it to Knott. Going left. Bounces through a tackle to the end zone. Touchdown, Wiley Pirates. Another opening half drive. And the maroon and black balloons fly to the sky on blackout night at Pirates Stadium. It's 6-0. The Pirate defense would step up after they take that 7-0 lead and give their offense another opportunity. And the way they stepped up was our good hands catch of the game. Of course, that good hands catch of the half game, brother, is brought to you by your Wiley Allstate agent, Tommy Brizendine. Are you in good hands? Stiles takes a snap. Needs 10. Looking across the middle. It's going to be intercepted. Ball at the 20. Breaks the tackle. 15. Cut back 10. 5 and knocked down at the 1. A flag is down at the 21 as well. We'll wait and see what the indication is. The indication was against the Broncos, so Toby Ball's good hands catch of the game, that interception that set up first and goal for the Pirates at the 1-yard line of the Broncos, and one play, 1 yard later, Noah Cheshire would take it in at the 4:05 mark of the first quarter. It would be Wiley 14 and the Broncos of Boyd 0. Later on, Wiley would get the ball again. The Pirates taking over at their own 48-yard line. It would take them only two plays to go the 50 yards, taking 36 seconds off the clock. And at the 43-second mark of the first quarter, the Pirates take a 20-point lead on a 40-yard run by Jared Monk. Texas Holmes first down. Two receivers right, tied in that way. Going to run this handoff. Oh, no. Monk with a huge roll. Up the right side. 30, 20, 10. Untouched. Jared Monk from 41 yards away. And it's 20-0 Wiley with 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Zach Ohanisian would add the Dallas Moving and Storage extra point to make it 21-0 at that point. Later in the half, the Pirates would cap a 12-play, 73-yard drive that took 5.5 minutes off the clock. And with a 1:40 to go in the first half, Nick Knott would get touchdown number 2 of the night. Two receivers right, one left. Give it this time as Knott goes right behind Noah, who lead blocks him into the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Michael Bofio had an explosion block at the point of attack, and the Pirates are up 27-0. Zach would hit the Dallas Moving and Storage extra point to make it 28-0, and that's the way we would go to the half with the Pirates in control here at Pirate Stadium. They get the ball to begin the second half, and what do they do with it? The same thing they've done all year long on their opening possession of the second half. They would take it down and score. This one would only take 12 seconds off the clock as Jared Monk would go in again from way downtown. This one from 52 yards out with 9:56 to go in the third. Jared puts him on the board again. He'll show that handoff and keep it. Oh, he's got a lot of room to the right side. Goes with a swim move, 45-40, 30. He's trying to run away with a stiff arm, 20, 10. He'll score. Jared Monk from 52 yards again. And the Pirates lead it 34-0 after their first offensive play of the second half. At that point, Jared Monk, 4 carries, 134 yards. He'd add a 12-yard carry later on, make it an 8-yard carry later on, and finish the day with 5 rushes for 142 yards. Jared Monk putting together a great night on the ground. That PAT, though, would be blocked, and Wiley would be at that point up 34-0. A little bit later on, they cap a 7-play drive that went 27 yards, and late in the third quarter with 46 seconds to go, they would add Zach Ohanisian's personal best 38-yard field goal to make it 37-0. And then, after an Alan Menchaca interception, his first of 2008, his first of two tonight, set him up at the 30-yard line. The Pirates cap a four-play 30-yard drive that took 53 seconds off the clock at the 6:40 mark of the fourth quarter. And it is this, our Best Price Boxes play of the game. Of course, Best Price Boxes, if your family's considering a move or if you need to ship needed items to the grandparents or to your students who's away at school, well, Best Price Boxes is your one-stop shop for all those needs and more. They're the friendliest, most helpful pack and ship store in Wiley on Highway 78 there on the north side as you head out towards the car wash and the government center there on the left. And this is your Best Price Boxes play of the game as selected by our spotter and the guy who runs Best Price Boxes, Tim McLaughlin. Noah looking for a timing fade route to the corner. Zeke! Kirk! Zeke with a catch and a touchdown if he was inbounds, yes. What a nice grab by Zeke, the 6'3", 185-pound senior, his first catch of the year. And with the Dallas Moving and Storage extra point by Zach Ohanesian, the score would be 44-0. By the way, Noah Cheshire has thrown two passes this season. Both have gone for touchdowns on the year. So an impressive night tonight as the Pirates go 44-0 over the Boyd Broncos and move to 5-0 on the season, 1-0 in District 8-5A play. And that is your Southwestern Chiropractic Highlight Show, also your Best Price Boxes play of the game, and your All-State Good Hands catch of the game as well. Stay